Jy luister na Sake Koninkryksbouers, besighede wat meer as net handel dryf.
Ons is besig met ons besigheidspraatjie op hierdie wonderlike dag en ons hoop om jou aandag te kry en dat daar iets is waaroor ons gesels wat vandag vir jou iets gaan beteken. Johannes, thank you for trusting us with your product. So, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too, Gerard.
So, Johannes, if we kick off today, tell us a bit about yourself. If we talk about renewable energy, so that includes solar panels and everything that goes with that, inverters and saving electricity, heat pumps. So we're going to talk the full Monty today. Tell us a bit about yourself. How did you get to this place?
Gerard, my business is called Flagship Solar. So I've been doing renewable energy for 20 years. I've been passionate about it. I've been an electrician for 30 years. I've been a plumber for 30 years. And I've been doing solar since before solar was a thing. I'm passionate about renewable energy of all kinds, especially in efficiency and in efficiency drives. I can't get enough of it. And I'm very blessed to be where I am at the moment, together also with High Service Solutions. And we do a very wide range of renewable energy solutions and with a very strong focus on efficiency first principles, where we fix where the power is going as well as where it is coming from. So we do not only solar power systems, but we do solar geysers, solar thermal heat pumps, LED lights, ceiling insulation, and all the different types of renewable energy, so that we can help you solve your problem, not just sell your product.
So there's definitely a way of saving money, and it sounds like you guys got everything in one bag here. That's even LED lights and your existing geyser. So what you this like an insulation that comes around, is that what you do to keep the heat in?
Yes.
Is that what you do?
Yes, so we would do ceiling insulation and geyser insulation. We also do wall and floor insulation, and we can specify what kind of windows and doors you need to use. And we have subcontractors that we work with if you want to change to double glazed windows. Whatever you need, we can give you a full needs assessment and either do the work for you or point you in the right direction.
Johannes, talk about this now, because that's part of, history. There's not going to be load shedding anymore. The government sorted out their problems. Everything is sorted. But it's not about just load shedding. I mean, we've seen how so many load sheddings that we had, that for the government to compensate, they actually had to put up the tariffs, and the tariffs are so high now. So it's not whether they're going to switch off your electricity or not. It's being able to afford current electricity. And you've got a solution to this problem. So let's start, first of all, with that thing that's been on everybody's lips, and that is solar panels and inverters. It's not something, once again, that you can do yourself. You also need a certificate of compliance. You need a registered electrician to do it, but not just a registered electrician, somebody that's qualified in installing that kind of products into your house, because it's also a fire hazard. And if it's done wrong, guess what? The insurance company is not going to pay you. Yeah. So let's start somewhere. Tell us a bit about solar panels and inverters.
So, first of all, you bring up a good point about the compliance and the safety. It's better if we use only City of Cape Town compliant inverters. They've got a list at the City of Cape Town on the City of Cape Town's website, which is very easy. You just Google search the compliant inverter list on City of Cape Town, and the whole list comes up. It's quite a long list. And then also, it has to be done right. So you should rather use, has experience and is registered. We are registered with Sapphire Green Card. So we're qualified and registered to install solar power in South Africa. And we only use City of Cape Town compliant inverters from the City of Cape Town compliant inverter list. And by doing that, you also the value of your house goes up. The market consensus is about an average of about 4%. And if it's registered and done properly and certified, then the insurance and the warranty will also be valid.
Okay, that's fantastic. So, first of all, it's not something you can do yourself. You need to get somebody that's qualified to do the job, because it's complicated. It's also working with electricity, and we all know that electricity can kill. So we got to be very, very careful. We also know, and needless to say, there are many fly-by-nights. What do you need to look out for when it comes to installing? Do you need to make sure that your installer is registered?
Well, from my experience, I can tell you that it is a lot cheaper to use a professional. Mm. We have a saying in our business: you must buy the best and cry once. It comes from some people, they'll get 10 quotes and then they'll take the cheapest one, and when it doesn't work out, they'll get 10 quotes and use the cheapest one to fix it, and then it doesn't work out. But quite easy that a customer must insist that they use someone, especially for solar and batteries, who has a lot of experience in it. And one of the metrics that you can do is ask for some to be referred to someone who has done a lot of jobs, and you can ask them, do they have references? Now, one reference is not enough in my book, so I'd rather say, can you give me 5 or 10 references, or show me a lot of photos with you in it? Not just photos of solar, but photos of you in it, where you've worked on it. You can also go onto Google and look for a company that has very, very high star reviews. So either completely 5 or 5.9 five star reviews and lots of them. Just ask around, and don't be too much in a hurry to pick a solar guy to install for you.
Okay, so let's get back before we move away from solar. When I want a system for my house, I hear solar, I hear inverters, so I hear alternative energy. So I get out there, they come and sell me a 5 kilowatt inverter. But my consumption is 7 or 10 kilowatt in terms of my appliance that I use. Mm. Then somewhere the system cuts out. And then I phone the installer and I say, listen, your system doesn't work. How important is it that you do your homework? Is it my job as a customer to do my homework? Or is that something that you do? You go into the property, into the house, and you do an assessment to see how much electricity, how much water does the TV take, the kettle, the geyser? And do you advise people in terms of what size of systems they need to get? Because if you get the wrong system, it can be efficient to a point. But if you use more than what that system can put out, you're going to have a problem.
That's a very good question that you bring up, and we try and avoid getting into situations like that where the customer tries to convince us to install something that's too small. Mm. But this also comes with experience, where it's very annoying for us to have lots of customers call us every day and say our system isn't working for some reason or another reason. And if you break it down to the most common reason, it would come down to the system wasn't big enough or it wasn't powerful enough in the beginning. Mm. I'm sure the farmers can appreciate you wouldn't plow your field with a scooter, but you can go to the shop on a tractor. Just like most machines, you wouldn't run your car or your scooter or your tractor at 100 or 120% of its capacity all the time, because then it won't last very long at all, or it will break really quickly. And especially with inverters, it is a very good idea to have spare capacity. So if you generally always need about 3 or 4 kilowatts, then a 5 isn't big enough, because of every now and then you're going to overload it. Rather take the next one up. And a lot of things can be upgraded over time. Like you can put up more panels later on, or you can add another lithium battery later on. But it's better to start with the correct inverter that you want to end up with. You rather buy the last inverter you're going to need, so that you don't have to take out a 3 and put in a 5 and take out a 5 and put in an 8. Rather go straight to the one size up than what you think you need is a good rule of thumb as well in terms of the inverter size.
Besides the electricity, how else can you save? Let's say I'm a company and I want to put up a solar. Is there any benefits for me as a company?
There are plenty of benefits for a company, especially if it is a typical business that has working hours from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, which is during sunlight hours. You would then install what we just call a grid tie system, where the solar system is generating power parallel to the grid, but your business will use solar power first and use grid power last. The system is a lot cheaper to install if it doesn't have batteries, and it's optimized for saving a lot of money. And there's also a tax incentive for companies who put up renewable energy. It's not just solar, but renewable energy. It's the Section 12B of the tax law, and it allows you to claim 125% depreciation in the year of installation.
Wow.
And it isn't just for certain demographics. It's for everybody. You just get your paperwork right. We've done plenty for our industrial commercial customers or our business customers. And it's just a formality. And if it is done correctly, then putting up renewables can be immediately profitable.
Okay, so there's a savings. If you're a business, you guys do all the paperwork, you assist, you help. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Last question, before we step off from solar, the perception, general understanding is that the solar panels need sun. What if the sun is not shining in the middle of the winter? Am I not back to square one?
So that's also a good question, especially in the Western Cape during June and July. Don't expect your solar system to do much. The sun rises late in the morning. It sets early in the afternoon. It tracks very low over the horizon, and it's overcast and rainy all day. And it's so cold that we all disappear into our houses and the plants die. But that doesn't mean you get nothing. You do get something out of your solar panels, but you should rather consider how much you get in June and July as a bonus rather than it being short. You can get about 20 to maybe 30% of your summer capacity you can get in winter. So it isn't nothing. But also in terms of scaling tariffs, where the first electricity you buy is the cheaper electricity, and the last electricity that you buy, especially if you go over 600 units a month residentially, then the last electricity you buy is more expensive. So the solar system and all the other renewable energies and efficiency products that we do always cut off the most expensive electricity first. So therein is quite a bit of advantage, even in winter.
Okay, so we spoke about solar, we spoke about the inverters. What are the other ways that or options that we do have to save electricity? You've mentioned the isolation of the geysers, the heat pumps. Maybe we should start with the heat pump. I don't think everybody knows what's a heat pump. What's a heat pump and what does it do? I know they use it for swimming pools to heat up the pools, but it can be used as a type of a geyser. Or what is a heat pump? Tell us about that.
So heat pumps are quite common and have been quite common for a long time. A heat pump is really just a fridge. We just use the hot side. If you cut a heat pump open, it's got refrigeration parts in it, and it's optimized for heating. So instead of taking heat energy out of the cold box of a fridge and throwing it outside, you'd rather take the heat energy from outside, the outside air, and then concentrate it through the refrigeration cycle and put it into the geyser. So normally with the heat pumps that we do, you still need a geyser tank, but the heat pump works instead of the element. Now, we talk about a coefficient of performance of a heat pump, which makes it very useful and powerful. Or some people call it a COP, but the coefficient of performance can be 4 or 5. If your coefficient of performance is 4, then you, for every 1 kilowatt of electricity you put into the heat pump will move or pump 4 kilowatts of heat energy into the geyser.
Wow.
So it can be 75% to 80% more efficient to use a heat pump than an element. And what's nice about a heat pump is they work in the dark and they work in the shade and they work in the middle of winter. So you get a very big advantage in winter with a heat pump as well, because your incoming cold water in winter is colder in winter. So in Strand, your cold water can be 26 degrees Celsius in summer and it can be 8 degrees Celsius in winter. So you have a lot more heat energy that you need to put into the water just to heat it up to make it cold.
Jy het geluister na Sake Koninkryksbouers. Besighede wat meer as net handel dryf.